Okay, today the daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Mem He. On the last line of Kuf Mem He on Aleph, the Gemara discusses the case of Shechita, which the Gemara is talking about here, and then the Gemara brings up something that is totally a separate category, but it must have been said at the same time, and therefore it's quoted here. The last line, Tani Debe Menashe, Dvar Torah, Eino Chayev El Aldrisa Zesim Anavim Bovat. The only time that you're Chayev for Shechita on Shabbos by squeezing fruit is if you squeeze out olives or grapes. And we've spoken about that, why Dafka those two, what is unique about those two, maybe those are the only two halachic mashkim, maybe those are the two, the ones that are most common, Rashi's Lashon, but either way, that's the first line. And then we have the second line, the Ein Eid Mipi Eid Kasher, and Eid Mipi Eid, a witness that tells another witness something, and the second witness is the one that tells the Beis Din. So Eid Mipi Eid is not Kasher. You have to have an Eid that sees, an Eid HaMeid. An Eid Mipi Eid is not Kasher, except for Ella La'edus Isha Bilvad. Only for Eidus Isha. Only for Eidus Isha, to say that a woman's husband died, so then we would accept Eid Mipi Eid. Reuven says, Shimon told me that he saw that Sarah's husband died, we would accept that. That's Eid Mipi Eid. Then the Gemara says, what about Eid Mipi Eid for Bechar? We would accept it for Eidus Isha, but what about for Bechar? To say that a mum happened on a Bechar and the Kohen himself did not inflict the wound, right? Because we would only allow the Bechar to function as a Bechar Baal Mum if we know what happened Memela. If it happened, the Kohen was Matal the Mum, that would be a problem. So the Gemara says, what about Eidus Eidus Bechar? So the Gemara quotes as a Machlokas, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, and Rav Ami says, I didn't Rav Menashe say only Eid Mipi Eid, and therefore Bechar, it would not be accepted. Bechar would have a higher standard than Eidus Isha. The Gemara says, no. Eima le'edus sheha isha k'shira la'bovad, which means that Bechor and Eidus Isha might have the same status. Okay, and then we will get back to that later, but the Gemara's maskana is that ABPA would be kasher for Bechor as well. So let's talk about Eid Echad and Eid BPA when it comes to Eidus Isha. So we know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Gittin that even though Eid Echad Ne'ema B'Yisurin, one Eid is believed about Isser V'Heter, when it comes to Kashrus, when it comes to maybe Nida, the woman is believed to suffer La La'atzma, but when it comes to Davar Sheba'erva, Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachas Bishnayim. That's the Gemara in Gittin on that base. Again, yes, Eid Echad is very strong, and as I just alluded to, Nida is believed to suffer La La'atzma. And again, I is Nida Davar Sheba'erva, good question, but anyway, the Gemara says, Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachas Bishnayim, and that's why the Gemara says there in Gittin that the same before Nechad and Nechtav, shouldn't you need two different Eidim, and not just the Shliach? So that is the background. So the question is, though, why is it that we have in Mishnayos and Maseches Yevamos that in order for allowed to a woman to get remarried for Eidus Isha, that we allow less than two Eidim? Less than two Eidim. The Gemara says that the Mishnah says at the end of, towards the end of Maseches Yevamos, the whole second half of Yevamos is about this topic. But if you look, for example, in the Mishnah, on Daf Kuf Tes Vav, sorry, Kuf Chav Beis, Kuf Tes Vav is going to be the Gemara. Kuf Chav Beis, the Gemara quotes all the way at the end of the Masechta, that we trust. Ma'isa Becha Chamad Rosh Ahar, Vamar Ish Ploni Ben Ploni, Malcolm Ploni Mace, Holchu Vlamasu Shamadam. We heard somebody say something, right? And you didn't find anybody there. Hesiwas Ishto, right? You allow the woman to get remarried. Masin Api Baskol, Beis Hillel says, and when Rabbi Akiva says, Shamati Shemasinas Isha Rajisrael Piyad Echad, Elidim and Tamev, and Omesili Kain Advarim, Amarli, Amarlan Bishmi, Atem Yodim, Vahulu, Vahulu, Shemasinas Isha Piyad Echad. You are Masia Piyad Echad. So, what do you mean? How could you do that? Uvahuch school, Dios Masina Pi, Eid Bipi Eid, Ubipi Eben, Bipi Isha, Bipi Shifcha, Vahulu. So, how is it possible that you can be Masia Piyad Echad? Isn't it one don't you have Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachos Bishnayim? So, there are a couple of reasons given in the Gemara. If you look earlier on Daf Kuf Tes Vav in Maseches Yevamos, the Gemara, in a context of Milchama, the Gemara says, is one aid believed at a time of war to say that the husband died? Why should Milchama make a difference? The Gemara says, Taima de Edechad Mehem, and why is the Edechad believed Mishum de Mil Sadavi de Ligluye Hola Mashaker? Because something that is obviously able to become revealed, meaning if they testify that so-and-so died and then he walks in, then obviously they are proven liars. So because it's a milsa davidi l'gluyeh, so then they wouldn't lie. So Achanai Milo Meshachar is here too. Even B'shas Milchama, we would say they should be believed because it's a milsa davidi legluya, and they wouldn't lie because they know that could be undone. O dilma, or do we say no? Taima de edechad, the reason that edechad is believed, mishum dihi gufa daiko minsava, because the woman is very careful and does major research before she would get remarried. Why? Because she knows if she makes a mistake and her husband walks in, then the children of the second marriage are going to be mamzerim, and she's going to have to get divorced from that second husband, who's not really her husband, and it's going to be terrible consequences. So that's why we assume the woman will check it out very thoroughly, and therefore, how some of Farshim explain, therefore the aid won't come in the first place, because he knows Daiku Minsava, and therefore, that's why we trust. Vahacha, Kiva de Zimna de Sanyalelo Daiku Minsava, but here, since there are times that Sanyale, what does that mean? She doesn't like him, and she might want to use the excuse to get remarried, Sanyale, or the girsa on the side, lo daika uminsava da'amr bididami, by melchama, maybe without seeing, you could have circumstantial evidence that you think probably the man was killed in this case. So therefore, v'hacha, lo daika uminsava, and therefore you wouldn't be daika uminsava, and therefore we wouldn't trust. Those are two svaras given. Why Eid Echad would be believed? Why either daika uminsava or milsa davidi legluye? If you look in the Gemara earlier, at the beginning of these discussions, the beginning of Aisha Rabbah, on daf peches, Amit Aleph, the Gemara quotes another idea, and that is Mishum Iguna. Mishum Iguna Kilu Beirabanan, because of the tzorech not to leave this woman in a situation where she wouldn't be able to get remarried. So that's why the Gemara quotes another heter. Mishum Iguna Kilu Beirabanan. So a third idea. So this is the background for what the Gemara gives. Now let's talk about the level of believability. So is this a nemanus daraisa, nemanus durabanan? But the svaras, what is the Gemara? So the Gemara is the lashon of mishum iguna kilu beirabanan. That's true in peches, but the Gemara is on taf kuf tesvav. Do not use that lashon. So Rashi. So one can learn Rashi in all of Yevamis, but has to realize that there's a Rashi Maseches Shabbos in our Gemara that's crucial for the sugya. So Rashi right here. Rashi says eight is believed for eidus isha. Lomar leisha meiz baalech. Da'akilu be rabbanan mishumiguna, because the rabbanan are mekel mishumiguna. So he quotes that Gemara in Yevamos Peches. V'chol de mekadesh adaita the rabbanan mekadesh, and anyone who gets married al das that the rabbanan are verifying and supporting their marriage. Big sugya v'afkei rabbanan l'klushimine, and the rabbanan are mafkia the kiddushin from those who they see fit. Again, a sugya that comes up in many places in Bitalaget, in the fourth parak of Gittin, in the beginning of Ksubis is discussed. So many places the sugya of Afkeinu and called the Mekadesh Adaita the Rabbanan Mekadesh. So the Rashi Pashto says this is a din Rabbanan. A din Rabbanan. He says Mishumiguna Kila Bi Rabbanan and called the Mekadesh, and therefore Mida Raisa the eight shouldn't be believed. Mida Rabbanan, we allow this woman to get remarried based on the testimony of one aid or aid Mipiyeh. Problem is, if you look Rashi elsewhere, and Yavam is there, Peches, sounds like a Daraisa. So some suggest, and Oda Bihuda suggests, that maybe the difference is our Gemara is talking about aid Mipiyeh, not just one aid, but aid Mipiyeh. So maybe that's the difference. The Oda Bihuda in Tinyana Eben Ezer, Simin Kuf Mem Zayin. Uladaz Rashi Kasha, Masisa Beit Echad Mayri. Well, feed Devei Rashi, Masechah Shabbos, Agur Rabbanan Kedushim Minevim Kain, he Pnu Yelam Afreya. When we say Muchach, the Sfirolei, the Rashi, the Eid Echanema Menatorlei, the Sisha, Bazeh Lo Agur Rabbanan Kedushim Minei, the Menatorah Neman Echalasi Isha Piv. Really, says the Rabbi Behuda, it's Daraisa. Eid Echad is believe me Daraisa. What about Argamara? Argamara is not about Eid Echad regular. Argamara is about Eid Mipiyeh. That's worse. Well, Masha Tzorach Rashi, but Masechah Shabbos, Letaima Da Agura Rabbanu LeKedushim Minei, Hoel V'Sham Mari Be'Eid Mipiyeid, Kedem Mefura Sham BeGemara, Ve'Eid Mipiyeid Bevanda Eino Ne'ema Min HaTorah Rak De Rabbanan, Hikilu B'Shum Aguna. That is the Noda Bihuda, again, by a Daraisa, so then we would believe. You have to give a svar for that. Why by Daraisa and Erech is believed here? Yeah, because of Daiko Mitzvah, some of those svaras. So therefore the Torah gives him the believability of Shnei Edim. While Eid Mipiyeh, no, that's still the din Derabbanan. The question that the Achronim ask on Rashi in this case is, if you take our Rashi literally, of Afkeinu Rabbanan LeKedushim Minei, that if the the Rabbanan have the power to be in charge of the marriages, and therefore, if they decide that the marriage shouldn't be a marriage, they will say the marriage originally wasn't good. Again, just as an aside, this is a big topic, but the post can discuss, what about Bizman Hazeh? What about if somebody has a mamzer issue? So maybe they could do something in order to be mafkia the marriage. Memela, they were never married, and memela, there is no mamzer issue. What's the Gemara says, if you're mevatel the get, shalom b'fnei ashliach. You send a get aide shliach, and then you're mevatel the shalom b'fnei ashliach. So Rabbanan said, how can you do that? It's terrible. We'll say that the woman will think that she's married, and she's not married. She'll think that she's not married, and she is married. So we'll say the marriage wasn't a marriage in the first place, and she's not married. So why don't we say that bizman hazeh? Somebody could be mevatel the get, shalom b'fnei ashliach, and cause afkinu. Okay, that's a question. But ask the achronim here, that there are many gemaras that talk about and Mishnayis in Mesechas Yevamah is that if the husband walks in eventually, then obviously the children turn out to be mamzerim. But one second, if the woman got remarried based on an Eid Echa, and it's based on Afkin Rabbanan, so then there shouldn't be a marriage. And if there was no marriage, so then why should the children be mamzerim? That's the kasha that the Nodbi Huda was just alluding to that I mentioned. So how do you write that the Lefit of Rashi, Mesechas Shabbos, Agur Rabbanan, Imkedi Priyilam Afreya? She's a Priyilam Afreya, and therefore we should say that she does that there is no mamzer problem. So why would you say there's a mamzer problem in this case? So this is a big discussion. It's known as the question of the Panim Me'iros. The Panim Me'iros in Chelek Aleph Sudin Peites asks, V'yefgin Rabban LeKedushin Ein Avlan Mamzer. So how do you answer this? So a couple of answers. Most of them are pretty similar. The Shvus Yaakov writes in a tshuva that maybe the whole basis of Afkinu is based on Daiko Minsava. And therefore, if the husband walks in, then you see it wasn't Daiko Mitzvah. Then Memela, you can't see Afkinu anymore. Right? You used Daiko Mitzvah, she was not Daiko Mitzvah. And that's what the Shvus Yaakov writes in Beis Kuftezvav, Kuftez Zayin, that based on Rashi, right, she wasn't. My Havel Lemevet, the Kansina Lemishib, the Lo Daika, Kodesh Nisei, is based on a Rashi. Of course, the Rashi in Mesechas Yivam is there, where Rashi says, V'yafagab to him near Rabbanan Le'erechar, B'isha, Mishimiguna, the Taimim, Mishim, Higufa, Daiko Mitzvah, V'had Lo Daika, Kansila. So we're Koneser, and therefore, up at the Daiko Mitzvah would work, but once you see that the husband walked in, so then it's a reflection, there was no Daiko Mitzvah, and Memela, we won't be able to say that the children are not mamzerim because of the afkinu. If you look at the Rishash right here, the Rishash in our Gemara says here on Kuf Mem Hey, Benuki Yosef Yavames Dacha Pirze Mehadam Rinan Achiv Shal Rishon Chol Leis Ben Atar. Whether that's Rashi Al Karchach Lo Hifkiu Ela Bizman Shelo Noda Mimenu. Avo Kishabala Fanenu. Similar idea, but not focus on the woman, focus on the aid. Right? The aid comes, and as long as the aid is here, and you trust the aidus of the aid, then you say, Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedushin Minay. But once we say that the aid is false, and we won't trust the aid, so the memela, we can't say Afkinu anymore, because the halachic generator, the mechayev of the Afkinu, is no longer here. Similar idea, but focused on the aid and not focused on the woman. There is a smach to all of these achronim in the Rishonim. If you look in the Rashba, in Ksubis, on Dav Gimel, the Shin Mekubetzes also quotes it. If you look in the Rashba, he also deals with this issue. Rashi quotes this Rashi, and he says, "Delo Afkinu Rabbanan Kedushin Legamrei." They were mafki it lagamri. Ela mishum de samchia di yuka de itza. Umeimar amri itza daiko minsava. Vekivan sheba habal. Igloi milsalam afreya de lo daika shapir. Mikomako meikara lo afki inu. Ela mishum srachta edechad. So he quotes, mafurish in the das of the Rashba, like the day of these achronim. There is one other suggestion. The Chassam Sofer writes here in our Gemara, maybe take Rashi literally. It was enough to say Afkeinu, but that was only in the Hava Min of the Gemara. Remember, our Gemara has the din of believing Eid Mipi Eid only by Eidus Isha. And then the Gemara says, what about by Eidus Bechor? The Gemara has a Machlokas, Rav Amir and Rav Asi, whether you would apply by Eidus Bechor or not. And the Gemara's Maskana is yes. But there's a Hava Min there that by Eidus Bechor it would not be good enough. And Eidus Bechor would have a higher standard and Eidus Isha would have a lower standard. Says the Chasam Sofer, maybe only at that stage of the Gemara were we thinking it's based on Afke'inu, because there's a special din, a lower standard there. Kenyor Lenias Daiti, the Rashi lo ka'amar elala salka daitach, tihikilu be'edus isha tfei me'edus, v'hu neged hasvara, lahakel be'edus eishas ish, tfei, mi lahad ala kohen shlo hitel mum be'bechor. It's against the svara to say that. V'hu davar shena da sovalta. Right, that's why would you say this? Why would you say there's more coolers by edus eishas ish? Lachain pirish Rashi de lafi oso hahava mina sarach lomar mishamachi kill edus mishamifkiu hachamim lekidushin v'yinachinami de lahachman to amar. According to that hava mina hatam mishab the daiko mitzvah mishamachi kibin de lahavis daiki avlad sheni mamzer mina Torah avala maskana to call edus sheishak sheira ed mi piyed kasher v'yinachinami de lotzricha lomar dafkin rabbanan. That you don't need the reason of Ke'inu once you expand it outside the world of Eidus Isha. If it applies to Bechor also, then it must be that there are certain kulas that we have, but without the unique halacha of Kiddushin of Afke'inu. Okay, that's the Chasam Sofer, the first of the two Chasam Sofers that we're going to have. But that is all Shitas Rashi. What Shitas Tosfos? So Rashi Pasha says it's a Derabanan, and Rashi sounds like the Araisa, so we have that Od Bihuda, and how does it work with Afke Inu? What about Chitas Tosfos? Tosfos in Yavama, so Naf Peches clearly says that it's a Dindra Abana. Clearly a Dindra Abana, but he has an important line. He has an important line there. Tosfos says, Peches Aman Aleph, Tosfos Yirmaskel Mitoch, right, based on the line of Mishamiguna. Nira Lari, Delesa Lame Anan Sadi, Zaiku Mitzvah, Venemane Echabakachmana Torah. Don't say that it is a Dindra Araisa. Right, we don't say that. Ela mitakanas chachamim hu dineman. Takana drabanan says beferish the ein ze akibras davar ben haTorah. But how could you say that? Midaraisa, she's married. How could you say midrabanan she's not? Ein ze akibras davar ben haTorah. Kivan shedome hadavar hagun lahaamin. Because it makes a lot of sense to believe this. Davar adome hagun kamo shafarish lekamon shebedavar sheish boksas tam v'smach lo chashiv oker davar ben haTorah. As I'm going to say later, he quotes the Gemara later on, that anything that has a ksas tam v'smach, when it makes sense, then that's not akibras davar min haTorah. If you look at Tosfos Yeshanim right here on the sign, de'ein ze oker min haDavar min haTorah, shero chachamim de'isho daiku mitzvah, mahani shapir kishnei edim, devade lo mishakra. So in cases where it looks like we should believe, and it makes sense to believe, so mamela we're going to believe. We're going to believe it's not considered Akiras Davar Ben haTorah. The Chazon Ish explains this in Eben Ezer, Chaf Beis, Chaf Aleph Gimel, important Yisod of the Chazon Ish. Says the Chazon Ish right here, let me find it. V'hainu, Dimitchila Natna Torah Das Chachamim La'achriya Manikri Yediya V'ad Lahat Ve'ed Lahat Ereshes Ish. The Chachamim have the power to determine what is called knowledge and testimony regarding Eshes Ish. That's what maybe it means. V'chachamim yikvu'u bazeh chukim kvu'im l'chol Yisrael, o b'chol bezdin b'fnei iram, v'kol shalo kavu'a bezdin, lo mikri edus u'las beiz edim. If bezdin didn't say anything else, two witnesses. Sha'am retar b'feirish, avo k'shiyeshu bezdin v'skimu al mofes ben amofsim, she'ichashiv ke'edim. But if the Rabbanan agree, and bezdin agrees that there's something else should be functioned as edim, hareze ratzui l'fnei hamakom, al pi haTorah. The Torah says two edim, but if the Chachamim decide to accept something else, that's also ratzui lifnei hamakom. And he quotes, you have the similar idea by Meis Mitzvah, you have the similar idea by Tzar Balechayim, but again, it's ratzui, again, the Lashon, ratzui lifnei hamakom al pi haTorah. Right, and that's the chiddush of the Chazon Ish, of the, chiddush of the Chazon Ish, to explain this Tosfos. Fine, one other discussion that we have to have, and that is Shitas HaRambam. Shitas HaRambam, that is not 100% clear. If you look on the Rambam in Hilchas Eidus, the Rambam sees the same affair as that is Durabana. The Rambam says in Hilchas Eidus, Perek Hey, Halacha Beis, that there aren't too many exceptions. Mishnei Mekomos, Hemina Torah Eid Echad. Only in two places do we trust in Eid Echad. Bisota, Shalotishta Mehamarim. By Sota, if one eid says that she was Mezana, she does not drink. Upe Egla Arufa, Shlotea Reif, Kamoshe Be'arno Bim Koman. And Egla Arufa, Vechein mi Divrehem, Be'edus Isha, Sheyah Lashem Eiz Baila. Eidus Isha, Midrabanan, Midivrayim. Doesn't even say Midivrei Sofer. Midivrayim, that you trust Shemei's Bailah. That sounds like the Rabanan. What's the problem? The last Rambam in Hilchas Geirushin. The last Rambam in Hilchas Geirushin sounds like it's Daraisa. Right? That's what the Rambam says. There shouldn't be a wondrous in your eyes. Al Yiksha Beinecha, says the Rambam. You only need edim where there's no other way to get this information. Sounds like he would be telling the truth. The Rambam quotes Daiko Mintsava. Sounds like from that Rambam that it's a Daraisa, that we would trust Eidus Isha. So what is it? Daraisa, Darabanan. So the Rivash says really it's Darabanan, right? Hilchas Geirushin of Lav Dafka. Maybe there's a chilek between Eid Mipiyed and Eid Echad. But just to end with another Chassam Sofer in Evan Ezer, Shuvah Simin Kama Simin Tzadi Dalid, says that there are three different categories of cases. Number one, he says, if Bezdin knows, Vadai, as if they saw it, then you don't need Eidus. Einenu begeder Eidus klal. Number one. Vasher einenu mavura klal, rak al pi Eidim. If Bezdin has no idea about something, except by the Eidim, so then, of course, you need Eidim. Hein kuhak biyach hachamim, lasos maisa, al pi Eidechot onashim. De ovrim amashakasa betar behedya. Ach, im haumdinos, mochichos, Laham and Eid Echad Onashim, like Tosfos said before. But if there's a good chance that this is true, even without the Eidim telling us anything, Nehidim in Torah lo mehemin, Mikal Makom, Em Yesh Tzarech B'davar, Yesh Koach B'Yachachamim Lahamino. Mikal Makom Nirali, the Kimlei Begave, he quotes other examples of this. So three categories. Bezdin basically knows it, Bezdin doesn't have any idea, or Bezdin has a good possibility of knowing it. So that's how he translates that Rambam. And how he explains, and this is a little bit about Eidus Isha and Eid Echad. Okay, we'll stop here.